Welcome to the show, Attorney Robinetta Jones. And if you don't know who this is, you haven't been following anything on social media because this woman helped out. Well, actually, why don't you just tell us? Welcome to the show, Robinetta. How are you?
Hi. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me about the case and just representing Akira Montague. What was this all about?
Well, it was absolutely an honor that Ms. Montague chose me to represent her. And this was a case about alienation of affection in criminal conversation. So this is a case that is not often litigated. However, it went to litigation last week, and we came out with a great verdict from the jury, and we were so ecstatic for this verdict.
Well, and let's talk about, and we're going to get to the verdict because I was so pleased with the verdict as well, just, you know, personally, what this case really came down to, because this involved alienation of affection, which, if I remember, was done back in the early 2000s as well, but it was a man who sued his wife for doing the same thing. Can you kind of explain that law?
So alienation of affection, what it is in the state of North Carolina, they believe in protecting the sanctity of marriage. So if you have a third party that interferes with the marriage, then the laws here allow you to sue the third party, male or female.
Okay, see, now that's fascinating, and it's something that's been on the books for a very long time. And in this case, it was Ms. Montague's husband, Timothy, who stepped out, and he stepped out with a very influential TikToker, Brené Kinnaird. And I don't know if I pronounced her last name correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I was fascinated about, Ms. Jones, is that she represented herself. Why would you do that with 3 million followers? I mean, do you not read Ben Franklin? You know, I'm sorry. I just don't understand.
Everybody has an option to represent yourself, and you have the option to hire an attorney or represent yourself. And if someone chooses to do so, we just respect that process. That is all I can say. You have that option.
Yes, you do. But all I will say is what Ben Franklin said, you know, about having somebody not as, I won't say the exact quote, but having someone not so great as an attorney if you are representing yourself. But the lawsuit actually concluded with a very nice outcome, this alienation of affection. What verdict, how much did Ms. Montague actually receive? Because that was a huge deal.
So for a criminal conversation, she was awarded $250,000. Mm-hmm. For alienation of affection, we asked for $1.5 million, and she was awarded both.
See, okay, that's fantastic, because the Ms. Kinnaird actually went online for her 3 million followers and said, you know, okay, I'm pregnant, I'm this. What is going on with that? I mean, how could you think you could win this? I just don't understand, because your client was so in the right with everything. You know?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I cannot answer for her. She has to speak for herself. But I just know I would have hired an attorney.
Oh, amen. I would have hired one, too, especially going up against you. You're tough. But it does.
Yes, I am nothing to play with.
No. And that's what you're an NC Central grad. Of course, you're nothing to play with. You're the woman. So I'm going to hire you if I ever need to sue anybody else. But no comment on who else I've
yes,
sued.
But I will be here for you.
Well, and I love that. And you're celebrating your birthday this weekend as well, or this past weekend rather. So happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you so much for the birthday wish.
Oh, you're wonderful, and you're welcome. Okay, so there were some things about the testimony that were very interesting from that you disputed in your closing statement. And I love this. Okay. She was drunk in the videos where she was seen twerking on Timothy and appearing to talk about having sex with him. Being intoxicated doesn't excuse you from twerking on another woman's husband. I'm sorry.
I did say that in my closing.
Best line ever, which is just a statement, but it's the truth. You can't do that.
Yeah, being intoxicated does not excuse you for sleeping with someone's husband. That was in my closing. So it sounds like somebody told you what was in my closing.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You know, and it was really, really good. And then you just handed it over to the jury, I guess, and said, hey, figure out how much he's worth. He is worth. I could just hear you in the courtroom saying this.
She had posted a video to her millions of followers and said that Tim is worth everything. So one of my closing lines was, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, she said he is worth everything. So it's your job to decide how much he's worth.
Okay. I know why now.
I ended it.
I know why I'm not an attorney. I don't think I could speak that eloquently about anything.